awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that voice.
I am Mitch.
Yeah, that's who I was talking about.
I'm Mitch.
Yep. Welcome back. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey. Mitch the dude.
Mitch the dude.
She went on and just finished the job. Now she's a dude. And it's me.
Oh, see, I was going to say, we wanted to confuse everybody, so we hired a dude named Mitch.
That would be funny. No, I'm Mitch Change.
Oh, gosh. So confusing.
New again.
Ah, man.
A lot of spiritual correlation.
Yeah. Happy Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Feels like a Monday, but it's actually a Tuesday. Surprise!
And it's New Music Tuesday, and seeing as how yesterday everybody was off, there's not going to be much of a New Music Tuesday.
I was going to say, we don't really have any of that.
It's okay. Next week we'll have double.
There you go.
That'll be good.
All right. Let's see who we got on the phone lines.
And good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Oh, no. Matthew.
How's it going, guys?
Ha ha.
Fantastic.
Well, guys, this morning I've actually got some fun news for you guys. It's about Hawks football for y'all out there wanting to see us tonight.
What?
This thing you require no music. I'm making it easy on you guys today. So, good news, varsity, we beat Sandia High School this last Saturday at Community Stadium. Good job, Hawks.
All right. Media.
We both did good. And tonight, guys, is a game. It's EVHS JV Division versus Sandia High School JV Division. It's 7
Ooh.
O'clock
Whoa.
At Community Stadium right off of the interstate.
That's cool.
So remember, guys, tickets are $2
no.
with an ID and $5 with your ID. And let me tell you, guys, it helps us.
It never ends. Never.
Yeah. And I tell you, Mateo, the good thing is every dollar we make, it helps us. It helps us pay for our equipment. So, hey, you know, it's actually a good cause if you think about it.
Yeah.
I didn't know you guys were 501c3. That's pretty
I
cool.
Think school is state, so it's cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah. And I can say this, I was just wondering where you were. I saw your pictures on Instagram, man. You were at.
This is Mitch.
Mateo, I know it's you.
No, this is Mitch.
Yeah. New and improved.
New and improved, like Robo Mitch.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. I know Mitch's voice because I remember she was with Steve-O for a while on the air in the morning.
Oh,
she
so.
Did.
It's like,
okay.
She did. That's interesting. Go on.
Yeah, I remember she was with him in the morning for a while. It was called Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. I remember
she
that.
She lived with
That's
him?
That's what I thought.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember that. And
I
then,
think we all do now.
Yeah, and then you got hired. And I'm like, you know what? It's always good to hear new people on the air. And I'm glad Mitch has her own show now, too, because, you know, I remember before when I started calling in, she was the receptionist. Then she became a DJ, and now she has her, you know, own new show. So I'm like,
you know, how long have you been following her?
Yeah.
Hmm?
How long have you been following her?
Let's see. It's been, well, it was this last year. It was May 11th of 2011, Steve, when I started calling in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was May 11th.
Amazing.
It's been about roughly 2 years now.
When you follow her, do you use binoculars or is it just, do you track her with like an app?
What?
Oh.
App tracker.
App tracker, Matthew from Albuquerque. Matthew, what are you going to do if Sandia High School wins the game tonight?
Oh, no.
Hey, you know what, guys? I could say this. You know, as I always like to think about it, I try to think of the positives. You know what? If they win, you know, we all work hard. We all play hard. As long as we play our hardest out on that field, everybody does a good job. You know what? There's always room for improvement. You know what? Even if we win, we don't stop improving. Even if we lose, we keep improving. We don't stop improving, guys. Because if we stop improving, we're never going to get better. We never will.
So
you know what? For you guys out there, if you guys lost at something, whether it's a game, something you guys are going through right now, you know, I mean, if you stop improving, you're not going to get any better, and you won't be able to, you know, succeed. So keep going. Keep, you know, getting better. You know, I mean, studying extra. If you're studying for a test, study, guys.
Study,
because let me say this. I can't stress this enough. Even the underclassmen, the freshmen at Volcano or any other high school or anybody in the school right now, you guys need to study, because when you graduate, you have to have every credit you need to graduate. Every credit counts. Because you have to have so many to be an upperclassman like myself. If you don't, they won't put you as
Matthew,
a sophomore.
Matthew, guess what? What song do you want to hear, Matthew?
This morning, you know what? You guys, I want you guys to play something by Hillsong, and this is going out to VVHS Hawks Football JV Division.
Boom.
Good luck, guys. Today, I'll see you out on the field.
There you go. Go, Hawks. He didn't say it today.
He didn't.
All right. All right, by request from Matthew, some Run River North. That's what he said, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
There's a fight to be won for the love you find at home. Work to be done before you rest your weary bones. I'm finding peace don't come to everyone I know. So I will love in this life till I finally have to go.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
It's time for breaking news.
It is.
It's Tuesday, September 2nd, 2014.
Booyah.
Number of the day is 570. No mystery about that. It's diapers thrown away every second in the U.S. and A.
Whoa!
570 diapers.
We're contributors to that right now.
Soon, Doug.
Oh. Money, 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 money!
The ban on Russian imports has meant that no more AK-47s are allowed in the U.S., which in turn has led to a rush to buy up all the ones still on the shelves. Gun dealers report people buying them in bunches. AK-47 holiday. How many do you have?
I'm not at liberty to say.
That's good.
Did you guys see
the saddest
guns.
Story last week? That happened on Thursday.
The saddest.
It was
story?
The worst. This little girl in Arizona.
On the beach?
No.
Oh.
This little girl in Arizona. She was like 9, and she was at a gun instructor thing.
Yes.
And she shot the instructor by accident. Why would he not help that little girl? It was like a fully automatic weapon.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Saw that. Sorry.
That was
the other saddest story. I thought you were talking about the little 8-year-old on a beach who like fell in the sand. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah.
In the
quicksand?
She, little 8-year-old girl. And
quicksand?
Gone. Yeah.
Quicksand.
Well, I don't know. It was like a sand trap or something. They were on the beach.
It's funny how
I couldn't read the whole story because I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. In cartoons, they make you think that quicksand is going to be a threat, like a common threat.
Right.
When I was a kid, I thought there was always a chance any given day of stumbling into some quicksand.
Right.
There's not a lot of quicksand in this world.
No.
So I don't know why they use that. It freaked me out for a long time. It's real sad, and now I'm freaked out again because it actually happened. Was that here in the U.S.?
Yeah, I think it was in, like, Oregon, something like that.
I'm never going to go to Oregon anyway.
Yeah.
Except for Ashland, Oregon, and it's not near the beach. It's a mountain town. It's a fantastic place. It's wonderful. Butter prices are at a historic high, Doug. Doug buys butter in bulk. I've seen it happen. It's nasty. It's a terrible time. It's a terrible way to spend your afternoon, but when you're a friend with somebody, you help them out. That's a lot of butter, Doug. You don't need that much butter. You need to start buying diapers.
You do.
A bunch of them. Hackers grabbed nude pictures of over 100 celebrities. Did you hear about all this?
Yeah.
Huge iCloud. Was it iCloud, I think? iCloud.
Really?
Like, craziness. They hacked into it. Supposedly, they used the track my iPhone thing and found something in there and got into old iCloud photos.
I just don't understand.
It's an invasion of privacy is the thing.
Like, my collection of me, I keep locked away. I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm. Continue. Which locker do you use?
Is it your locker here? It's hard to feel bad because it's like, they found, and don't get me wrong, that's very wrong of the hackers. But at the same time, it's like, who's storing up a bunch of nudie pictures of themselves? I don't.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, definitely not.
Gosh.
Well, I know this, and definitely not defending nudie pictures, although,
right. You
know.
Right.
Doug takes them all the time.
All the time.
And he shares them with me.
Yeah.
And it's part of that butter thing. It's weird.
Yeah, weird.
But one of the stars said, and y'all know I was reading about it because J-Law was the one that got... That was the one everybody
was waiting.
Everybody was like,
yeah,
oh,
I know.
No, oh, no.
I know.
And but one of the people, and I can't remember which one it was, but it was pictures that had been between her and her husband years and years ago that had been deleted.
Ugh.
And so she was like, I can't imagine the lengths that these people went to find these photos, because I know photos of me that are out there are really old photos that were between me and my husband, and they were deleted.
Wow.
So, to me, it's just like, whoa, how did they find that stuff?
Right.
You know, aside, like, yeah, they were taking pictures of themselves that, you know, everything in this world can get tracked.
Yeah.
Everybody should remember that.
Do, do, do.
Yes. It can all be found on the net. Sandra Bullock, she predicted it in a movie in the 90s called The Net. We should have all paid attention, but we didn't. We didn't pay attention because
didn't
we were
they
stupid.
Delete her life?
Yeah, they did. They pretty much... I can't even remember what happened in that movie because it got
deleted. Yeah.
That's how it was meta. It was a meta movie. Can't even remember it. I think I saw it, or did I? I don't know. But yeah, it's crazy that people could hack into photos that were... It also made me extremely paranoid because I've got evidence of just high crimes on my phone. Like, high crime. Like, heists.
Stop it! Hey, I wanted to go back to this because we did reference this morning, and so sorry, I just got heavy.
You got sidetracked.
She was 9 years old, the girl, in the beach. It was a sand cave collapse, and it has now claimed 3 lives in the U.S. this summer.
Sand.
So
cave.
She was digging a hole in the sand,
Wow, that sucks.
It caved in and buried her. People nearby said they heard her through the sand. People were trying to get to her, you know. But what sucks is people heard her and thought, oh, it's just kids screaming, running down the beach.
Aww.
So they were digging a big hole in the sand. She was sitting inside of it, and the hole collapsed. So she was only under the sand for around 5 minutes, but long enough for...
Yeah.
Sandy, Oregon. That's where they're from. I'm being serious.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Too much.
Sorry.
Too much.
Mm-hmm.
2 Atlantic City casinos have called it quits. They also said it was too much.
I saw that.
Yes?
Yeah, like so many people laid off because they had to call it quits in Atlantic City. I didn't realize.
That's the gambler's capital.
That's
that's Las Vegas.
And it's not. And I guess Trump's, his casino is next.
Like really?
Yeah.
They're closing it down.
Yeah.
Boardwalk Empire falling apart.
Dude. Is that where Boardwalk Empire is?
I think it is Atlantic City. Is that Doug? A never-before-seen chapter of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory has been released.
Mm-mm.
The chapter reveals another room in the factory called the Vanilla Fudge Room. We'll have to look that up.
I know! Doug? I own all of Roald Dahl's books, man. I gotta have this hidden chapter.
You've gotta have it.
I didn't know there was a hidden chapter.
Maybe you can find that for us. That'd be interesting.
Maybe we can read it.
Yeah, we'll read it instead of New Music Tuesday. We'll read this forgotten chapter. We'll act it out. Fire investigators have concluded that a New Jersey house fire, in which fortunately no one was injured, was caused by a dog turning on the stove. All you people out there that say evolution's not real, boom. That dog turned on the stove. And here's where it's the evolutionary part.
Right.
The dog... Its motive was to kill the humans.
Whoa.
That's how you know that it's evolved.
Yeah.
They finally come to a point to where they're like, it's time to start wiping out humanity. I'm sick of this.
Yep.
The cats are next. Actually, cats have been doing it for thousands of years.
Truth.
They're just quiet and they wait.
Yeah.
They wait. Beans is waiting. He waits.
Did your cats miss you?
They did. They did miss me. It was funny because I came in and Beans was like, what's up?
Party time!
And then Panda, she was cautious.
Right.
But then she sat in my lap twice yesterday, which is like a record.
That's crazy.
Because she is not a very affectionate animal.
She's not.
She missed me. And Dawn was upset. Dawn was standing there looking at me with her mouth open like, gasping because Panda was being so sweet to me.
That cat.
And I said, we know who they like better. You see this? This is me.
Yeah.
I am the king of this place with these cats. I'm an Egyptian pharaoh, basically.
Basically. I thought the cats were the ones that were worshipped.
A new study finds that shorter men have a lower divorce rate.
Hey!
What? That's cool.
We did something!
You did something. California State Park supervising ranger was found sitting behind the wheel of his patrol vehicle, intoxicated and passed out. He was arrested and charged with driving drunk.
Gosh.
Not smart, ever.
No.
According to a new study, if you drink coffee, then take a short nap, you'll wake up to a maximum level of alertness.
Really?
I'm about to do that.
Drink some coffee and then take a quick nap?
Yes.
All right.
I'm going to do that. Doug, do you want to try it?
How long of a nap do you have to take?
Short nap. 20 minutes. Disco nap.
Disco nap?
Yeah. Do you know where that came from?
No.
I'll tell you about it. Back in the day, in the 70s, this information comes from my friend Tim Skipper.
Ah. In the 70s. He's very knowledgeable.
He knows many things.
He knows a lot. Yes.
When Studio 54 was around and all the like the disco scene was nuts and people were just doing drugs and all this stuff constantly, they would stay up for days on end, and the only way to get through it was to take short little naps. Disco nap.
Ugh.
So you take a little nap and then you wake up and do cocaine.
That's dreadful.
Yeah, man.
Ugh.
It sounds awesome.
Stop it.
I don't want to do cocaine.
No.
Doug, you can't make me. Do you hear that noise?
Yeah, sorry, that was my leg.
That's Doug trying to make me do cocaine.
Stop it.
33-year-old slice of cake from Prince Charles and Princess Diana's 1981 wedding has sold at auction for $1,375. The cake, still in its original white and silver presentation box, was sold online Thursday by some auction place in Los Angeles. With the box was a card stating, with best wishes from their royal highnesses, the Prince and Princess of Wales. Man, the auction house said the buyer is a private collector. Weird. I guess buying these cakes from royal people is like a thing. Some have purchased cakes dating to the days of Britain's Queen Victoria, who married in 1840.
That's crazy.
So if you like cakes...
Do you eat it? Or is it like a wedding cake?
I would hope
that
you would never eat that.
Did you guys like keep the top of your cake and all that stuff that you were supposed to do or whatever? You like save the top of your wedding cake and then freeze it or something, and then like a year later on your anniversary you're supposed to eat it? Or
oh man,
I didn't do any of that.
We saw a story about a lady whose butt got impaled while she was texting and driving.
Yes,
pretty nuts. We'll talk about that a little later. But I want to talk about this because I saw it yesterday and it's disgusting. A fatberg. Have you heard of these?
No.
Like an iceberg?
What?
Check this out. A fatberg, which was discovered beneath the street of London recently, is reported to be the size of a Boeing 747.
Whoa!
What is a fatberg? Basically, fatbergs are comprised mainly of cooking oil, wet wipes, and general household waste that people put down the sink. When hot cooking oil is poured down and it hits the cold water in the sewer, it congeals into a large fatty mass, which needs to be removed. The water company said in a press release that the fatberg formed a 262-foot blob in the sewer, and teams of experts took a week working day and night to remove the blockage. The fatberg needed to be broken up to prevent the sewer from flooding into nearby homes and businesses. Whoa. London's water company spends about $20 million annually waging war against fatbergs.
That's crazy.
That's nuts and gross. Ugh. Nuts and bolts. That means it's real gross.
Yeah.
And finally, an 8-year-old boy was forced to say goodbye to his pet turtle after airport security in China caught him trying to sneak it onto a plane in his underwear. You can't sneak a turtle in your underwear.
No.
Don't do it. Let's look at traffic. Of course, we have the construction I-25 in Paseo, which is, I see there's a lot of things that happened for Labor Day weekend over
here.
Man,
it was crazy, yeah.
Man, I'm glad I didn't even go near it. That's good. Also, we have road construction at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. The roadway is reduced to 2 lanes. I was really hoping that would be gone by the time I got back, but it's not, so I'm disappointed. Let's go to birthdays.
Oh, snap.
Doug.
Good morning, Doug.
Hello.
Hey, Doug.
Hi, hello.
Did you miss me?
I did.
Why didn't you get me a present?
I did.
Hey guys, I'll be right back.
Bye.
My presence is the present.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's do this.
Let's do this. Today is September 2nd, 2014. Day 245. There are 120 days remaining.
And he's back.
I'm back, guys. Hey, guys, I'm back.
All right.
Peter Benson's on vacation.
Yeah, he is.
So
you had to go check on that thing.
Yeah, I just remembered.
This man over here is running two radio stations at one time.
No bigs, man. No bigs.
Pretty
I'm
cool.
back.
Radio's important.
Guess who's back in the atmosphere?
Captain Planet.
Drops Jupiter in his hair. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Captain Planet.
First up, comedian, actor, Cat Williams.
Oh, Cat Williams.
All right.
55.
50.
41.
41.
Oh, man, yeah, he's done bad things.
All right, next up, sport.
Kenny Mayne.
He won 8 Grand Slam titles.
Mark McGuire.
5 U.S. Opens, 2 Wimbledons, an Australian.
Andre Agassi.
One of the top players in the 1970s and 1980s.
McEnroe,
yep.
Nope,
Battled McEnroe. Nope.
Jimmy Connors.
Who?
Jimmy Connors.
Jimmy Carter. Inventor of peanut butter.
That's awesome. Jimmy Carter invented peanut butter.
Yeah.
Battled John McEnroe. Other people know him as John. He went to space. Fought Martians.
Neato.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Which means he is, well... 63.
58.
62.
Whoa. Oh, whoa, dude.
You did good.
I did fake math on that.
That was good.
Next up, a former American football quarterback who played for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Terry Bradshaw.
Yes.
That dude's funny.
Is he the big balding guy?
Yeah. He played Matthew McConaughey's dad in... What was it, Failure to Launch or one of those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Romantic comedy.
One of them rom-coms. You can't get on me for watching rom-coms if they've got Matthew McConaughey in them, because he's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Yeah. You're building your defense.
How many more are there?
Keep going.
Rain of Fire.
That's not a romantic comedy.
No, it's pretty romantic. He sacrifices himself. Love, no greater love than this, man. That Matthew McConaughey jump off a building and try and kill a dragon.
Dragons.
Can you name the cast of 90210 for us one more time?
Please.
Jason Priestley, Luke Perry, Shannon Doherty, Jenny Garth, Tori Spelling. Wait, wait! This is a trap!
Yeah,
this
it is.
This is a trap!
You love that. Also, could you please quickly tell me which member of New Kids on the Block Matthew McConaughey was?
Wait, he wasn't in New Kids on the Block, obviously, because that was Donnie Wahlberg, Jordan Knight, Jonathan Knight, Danny Wood, and Joey McIntyre.
Right.
Gosh, guys.
Got it.
Obviously. Which, by the way, congratulations, because Donnie got married this weekend to Jenny McCarthy. But sadly, Melissa McCarthy, Jenny's cousin, couldn't be there.
Yeah.
She was busy filming something. And then Mark Wahlberg, he couldn't be there. His brother, because it was also his daughter's birthday, so he was at a birthday party.
That's good.
I keep up with the Wahlberg.
I know. Matthew McConaughey wasn't anywhere in there. You know, it's okay for a guy to like romantic comedy.
Oh, cool, man.
You don't need a reason.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to defend yourself.
The reason is you.
You can like what you like.
The reason
in this world
is you. Hoobastank.
Hoobastank.
Bill Nunn. Defense.
Terry Bradshaw. Is that who we're talking about?
Yeah, I think so.
65.
66.
He is 66 years old today.
Yeah!
Nailed it.
Nicely done, bro.
Nailed it.
You just named a football player's birthday. You're
he
a man.
Looked 66.
Next up, American television and movie actor who's appeared in a wide variety of roles since the 1970s. Since 2003, he has starred as former Gunnery Sergeant, Marine Sniper turned NCIS Special Agent Leroy Jethro Gibbs in the hit CBS series NCIS.
Never seen NCIS.
Me either.
Mark Harmon. The main guy on NCIS.
That dude is like 53.
49.
63 years old.
Whoa.
He was an older man.
Yeah.
Next up.
All right, man. Fine.
American actress. Mexican-American film actress, director, and producer. She began her career in Mexico.
Pinkett. No. Salma Hayek.
Yes.
Boom.
Oh, Wild Wild West, yeah. She was in Desperado.
Dogma.
She's been in a bunch of stuff.
Frida.
Frida. That's the one about the lady with the eyebrows.
Yes.
Bushy eyebrows.
Yeah.
Unibrow.
She was in the grown-up movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the grown-ups. Yeah.
I saw one of those.
I didn't see either. It was like the Expendables for comedy.
Unsatisfying.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
She's like 42.
She is. 41.
Today she is 48.
What was that romantic comedy she was in with Matthew Perry where he was like the super white dude and she was...
Fool's Russian.
Yeah.
That was the one.
And the final birthday today.
You love romantic comedies. It's okay. It's okay to love them. Sorry, Doug.
No, you're good. Final birthday.
An FBI agent.
What? Brody, I am an FBI agent. Oh, my gosh.
This is it.
It's a national holiday. Ah, it's the greatest actor of all time.
Is it Keanu's birthday?
Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Reeves.
I got to sit down.
You do need to sit down.
And we are Wild Stallions. So hard. I'm not being funny.
Yeah.
I'm not even being funny. I wanted to name Brody Ted Theodore Logan. And Chrissy wouldn't let me.
Theodore Logan.
I seriously tried. She was like, so just Theodore. And I said, no, dude. His name would be Ted Theodore Logan. All right?
You know that's a bad idea.
Ted Theodore Logan.
Bad idea.
Yeah, she won. She won the day on that. So we named him Brody.
Brody.
Dude! He's been in such hits as The Lake House.
Lake House, not a hit. Continue.
My Own Private Idaho.
What? Not a hit. Continue.
What was the November one? November to Remember? Was that one?
Why aren't you naming Speed and The Matrix trilogy, even though the last two were not good movies?
No!
I almost got
into an argument with Dan Slott on Twitter because he said, it was Bendis, who said, does anybody else just wish you could not remember the second and third Matrix films?
Man, where is that? I'm about to retweet right now.
I wanted to fight him.
I wish you would have gotten in an argument.
Could you imagine?
No, it would have been hilarious. I would have had to nurse you back to health.
I was like looking at all the comments. Not a single person came to the defense of Matrix 2.
Well, yeah, of course not.
Those movies are awesome.
No. Let's see, what else? Keanu.
Well,
Constantine.
Of course.
Constantine.
I never saw 47 Ronin. I haven't, and I still haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's okay.
Devil's Advocate with Al Pacino and Charlize Theron.
Yes. He's got a laundry list of films.
He really does, dude.
Okay.
He was in Parenthood. He was the boyfriend in Parenthood.
Is that sad show?
It was a movie way back in the 80s with Steve Martin.
Oh, cool.
It's pretty awesome.
Doug, are you staring off into space? Doug, I caught you staring off into space.
I was watching Steve-O.
40...
Summon the gods.
7.
Keanu is 45.
Today, Mr. Keanu Reeves is the big 5-0.
The big 5-0, Keanu.
I hope he celebrates in style because he's the greatest actor of all time.
Yeah. On to dates. This same one year, the Great Fire of London broke out when it was finally extinguished. 3 days later, nearly 400 acres in the city had been destroyed, including 13,000 homes and the old St. Paul's Cathedral.
Y'all, that stinks.
Great Fire
Point Break. London.
Wait, what?
No. Oh, you didn't say that one a while ago.
No, that was the very first one. I am an FBI agent.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
But
we need to have a point break
night. Bodie. We do.
That would be fun.
We do.
That would be a fun night.
Doug, on VHS, DVD, and Blu-ray. Take your pick.
That's my dad's favorite movie.
Oh, I love your dad, bro!
So awesome. London, this was in 1819.
1843.
Snipe, or blah, 1666.
1666. Oh.
The year of the devil.
666, yeah. Yep. 666.
This day in what year, Vice President Theodore Roosevelt offered the advice, speak softly and carry a big stick in a speech at the Minnesota State Fair.
Theodore Roosevelt. That's what everybody knew him as. The Minnesota State Fair, and he was like, speak softly. Yeah. Carry a big stick.
No. And be good to each other.
Be most excellent to each other.
That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is, because I love Bill and Ted!
Love it!
I'm excited for Dumb and Dumber 2, but I sure wish they would hurry up with Bill and Ted 3, man.
Supposedly.
Party on, dude. Carry a big stick. I am Ted.
1903.
Roosevelt. 1901.
Dang it!
Oh, dude.
On this day, what year, Navy pilot George H.W. Bush was shot down by Japanese forces as he completed a bombing mission. The future president was then rescued by a U.S. submarine.
1963.
You know it's World War II, right?
Yeah.
Totally. Did you say
1942.
That?
1942.
1944.
Ah. That was awesome.
Hey, yo.
I just thought he was a president like the 80s, so it's got to be like 20 years before that. I didn't hear you say World War II.
On this day of what year, Alabama Governor George C. Wallace prevented the integration of Tuskegee High School by
Tuskegee,
encircling the building with state troopers. And then Forrest Gump picked up that kid's book and handed it to him.
I know, right?
Amen.
So that was like 60s.
Yeah, this was definitely 60s.
So I'm going to go with my last answer, 1963.
1965.
1963 is
correct. Hey! See, I was right. I was thinking of the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yes.
And being shot down.
In this day in what year, the United States and Russia agreed to meet in outer space and build a space station.
87.
1984. 1992.
Ah!
And the number one song for today.
I have no idea what this is.
I think I know this. I've been walking these streets so long. We'll have to wait for the chorus.
Is this Rhinestone Cowboy?
Ah, oh, there it is. There it is.
Rhinestone Cowboy.
1979.
Good old 77.
1975.
Dang it.
September is Baby Safety Month, Backpack Safety Month, Be Kind to Editors and Writers Month, Children's Good Manners Month, Fall Hat Month, Hug a Texas Chief Month, International People Skill Month, Library Card Sign Up Month, National Biscuit Month, National Chicken Month, National Coupon Month, National Hockey Month, National Mushroom Month, Piano Month, National Potato, National Rice, National School Success, National Sewing, National Velociraptor Awareness Month.
Amen.
Whoa, dude.
Amen.
And Southern Gospel Music Month.
Okay.
Today is National Waffle Week.
Waffle Week.
National Nutrition Week. And is Grits for Breakfast Day.
Boo.
Oh, man, we got a great show. It's Monday, Tuesday.
That's right.
Sadly, right around the corner, not New Music Tuesday because it's Monday, Tuesday.
Yep.
We've been away. But we're still going to hang out. We're going to have a blast. We're going to go get some breakfast from Soaps. BRB from Team Awesome Morning Party.
Bow.
Sad.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Hola. It's time to check out some traffic. It looks like we have an accident. Left lane's blocked. Paseo Del Norte East at 2nd. So watch out for that. I'm sure it'll slow you down if you're eastbound on Paseo. As if that wasn't slowing you down enough. You have the construction I-25 in Paseo. Also, a little south of that, we have road construction. The roadway is reduced to 2 lanes. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. Welcome back, Albuquerque. Welcome back into my life. You desert wasteland.
Yeah.
I love you, sort of. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Man, it's Monday, Tuesday.
Monday,
it feels
Tuesday.
Like a Monday.
It
what
does.
Sucks is we missed Mad Lib Monday yesterday.
We don't have Labor Day anymore. It's gone. Which means we're basically in fall 2014. That's pretty insane.
Yeah.
School's back in session. The next holiday isn't till like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Well, to get out of school. Do they get out of school for Halloween?
I don't think so. For Halloween. I don't know. I doubt it.
Yeah.
Isn't there like a fall break though? Is there fall break?
I don't know. Fall break.
So it's kind of for Halloween, but not.
Right.
It's just in the fall. I don't know. All right. Show of hands. 505-338-3700.
I've got two of them.
I got a story. I got a topic. I got a question of the day.
Question.
But we could do Mad Lib Monday Tuesday.
Mad Lib Monday Tuesday.
What do you guys want to do?
Let's do Mad Lib Monday Tuesday.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's do that. Maybe
it is Monday Tuesday, but we would need some participation. 505-338-3700. It is Monday Tuesday. Normally around this time, on a Monday, we'd be doing a Mad Lib. But I also have a question of the day. It's a pretty good one.
Let's do this Mad Lib Monday Tuesday, and then we'll do our question of the day.
I like
that. That'll last. We'll make it last. Hey, guess what, everybody? Steve-O said he wants to rap right now. Go.
Oh, what?
This isn't a rap song.
It's not. Monday. It's time for Mad Lib Monday.
Is this your impression of a rap?
To call it right now. This beat doesn't work for
this
me.
This beat is cool on the street. Don't do drugs. They're not neat. Doug likes trying to get me to smoke cigarettes.
Oh, smell his feet rhymed better.
Cigarettes.
The word we were looking for was smell his feet. Yeah.
Or harvest wheat. We would have taken harvest wheat.
On Hey Day. It's an app. It's a stupid game that I'm playing.
Or show
right
up
now.
For the meet and greet.
And you would take a seat.
Yep. It can be meat.
Right. That's pretty neat.
The sheep go bleat.
They what?
Don't they bleat?
No.
Is that who bleats?
Man.
Who bleats?
Bleats?
What animal bleats?
I've never even heard of a bleat.
Hang on.
Bleat?
I got to look this up.
Bleat?
This is a term.
That's a word?
Bleat.
I've never heard it. 505-338-3700. That's 505-338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday Tuesday. Because let's be honest, we want to confuse you more.
It's a lamb.
It's a Monday bleat.
Lamb's bleat.
They bleed.
I was close.
Bleat. The bleat of the lamb.
Bleat. Bleat. Bleat.
Static.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
It's me, your mom's kid. I have school. Well, I have school and are you proud?
So.
I just have school and I'm just waiting for my teachers to get in.
Makes sense.
Hey, what animal goes bleat, bleat? Bleat, bleat. What animal makes that noise?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's a lamb.
Oh. See, I didn't know either. I didn't know bleating was a real thing.
Yeah, lambs go bleat, bleat.
No.
Yes. I'm looking it up on the internet.
No.
Yes. Don't argue with me, young one.
They make this sound.
No, that's a
bah,
sheep.
See?
Sheep go bah. The lambs go bleat.
No, I don't know.
If you get in the car, it goes beep, beep.
They don't go bleat.
Nope. I will argue this. I have knowledge. I have logic on my side. And you are a child. I'm an adult.
I'm with you, child. I'm with you. What's your name?
Zachariah.
Zachariah.
Zachariah, why are you so cool?
Mom Fernando's kid.
Oh, Mom Fernando's kid.
Yes, that's why you're cool. So cool.
All right, Mom Fernando's kid, Zachariah. I need an adjective. That's a describing word.
Bumping.
Bumping. Okay.
Bumpy.
Bumpy. Yeah, that's
Thank
cool.
you, Zachariah.
Thanks, Zachariah.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Bye, Mom Fernando.
Bye, Mom Fernando, whispering, I love you. I love you. Bye. Static.
Hey, it's the caller formerly known as X-Con Sean.
Yeah. Yay! Formerly known as.
What's up, Sean? How
now
you
you're
doing,
just
man?
Just a symbol. There, handcuffs. You're good.
You are a symbol. You are a flame.
Yeah. Good news, I got baptized this past Sunday.
Yes,
yeah.
Dude.
Glad to hear it. That's pretty awesome, man.
Sounds like you got a lot of good stuff rolling in your life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Yep. And did I hear Mateo actually suggest doing Mad Libs?
Yeah,
I
you
think
did.
So. Yeah.
I came back
it's
a
Monday,
changed
Tuesday.
Man.
He's a changed man.
It's Monday, Tuesday. I hope there was, or I was hoping that it would change things a little bit, but then I got in an argument with a kid about the sound a lamb makes.
Yeah.
I've got the internet on my side.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
X-Con Sean, can I have a part of the body plural?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
How about lymph nodes?
Lymph nodes.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah. That's good. Lymph nodes. I like it.
All right,
man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Yep. Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday, Tuesday. Because let's be honest, it's Tuesday, but we got ripped off yesterday. Mm. We didn't get to play Mad Lib. Mm. I know it would have been worth going to work a day earlier just to play Mad Lib.
Nope.
I know. No?
Not
okay.
For me.
All right. Well, we wanted to play Mad Lib Monday, Tuesday. So 505-338-3700.
Mad Lib.
It's 505-338-3700. I need words.
We need words. Let's see if we have any on Facebook.
This was actually your idea as well.
That's
you
fine.
Said,
Let's
the,
It
do
wasn't
this.
My idea, but I supported
but
it.
But you supported it. I it was did. A good support. Static.
Hey, welcome back, Mateo.
Thanks. How are you?
Pretty good. This is Sherry from Harris.
Hey,
and what do you need?
Sherry. I need an adjective.
Okay, how about purple?
Purple.
Purple.
Okay.
All right. Good.
Bye. Bye.
Sherry from Teharis.
You can't call her Sherry Tuharri.
Teharis. I said Teharis.
Teharis.
It's like Sherry.
Teharis.
Okay.
Teharis with your friends.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you're just timid and want to do a Mad Lib.
We got a timid
there.
Person
All
here.
All right, here we go. What do we got? I need a noun.
Unicorns.
Unicorn. All right. 505-338-3700. I need a number. Numbers are always boring. I need a number. I'm just going to do 88.3 because it's our frequency.
That sounds good.
All right. 505-338-3700. It's Mad Lib Monday, Tuesday. Throwing people off.
Cool.
Static!
Hi.
Hi.
What do you need?
I need a plural noun.
Plural noun. Bridges.
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 Like Jeff Bridges?
Bridges, just bridges.
Like
I'm driving
bridges.
Over one right now. Well, like, I'm not driving over it. My mom is.
Right.
Like the plural for bridges is like bridges. It's like Jeff Bridges and Bo Bridges. They're like brothers. They're multiple bridges.
I'm glad you didn't say britches, which is a southern word for pants.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, britches.
I'm going to put britches.
Put britches.
I'm putting britches.
Thank you.
But okay.
You learned a new word.
You learned a new word.
I learned a new word today. You learn something new every day. It's only 7:30 a.m. and I learned something new.
I didn't learn anything because I know it all.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Have a great
Have
day.
Have a good morning.
Bye.
You too.
She's driving over a bridge. Static.
Yo, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, good. You know, chilling.
Welcome back there, Mr. Mateo.
Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. It's my Friday.
That's, oh, man. That's
why
cool.
is that?
Because my rest days are Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, that's good. So that's did you have Monday off for Labor Day as well, though?
No, but I did get paid the double time and a half for it. So.
Dude, there you go. That's the way to roll. That's the way to roll. All right.
Yes, sir.
I like it.
Hey, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Today, or yesterday was Labor Day.
Yep.
This means put your white pants away.
I'm not wearing white pants. They're like dark gray.
How did you know he had white pants on? They're so tight.
Not tight. Well. They're tight white pants.
Gosh.
Bell
nice.
They're grayish.
Yeah. Great.
That's awesome.
They are fantastic.
Hey, check your pockets. You might find your man card.
That's true. No. Hey, I found it. I was hanging out with Keanu Reeves this weekend.
Watching a Matthew McConaughey film.
It was amazing.
Nice.
So, yeah. Can I get a plural noun, Jets guy?
Plural noun. Hit me with something I wasn't even expecting.
Good.
Let's go. Let's just go to the Jets. That'll work.
Jets.
Thank you.
All right. I love it. There you go.
Right on. Later, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Right on.
Whoops. What did I do?
You hung up on somebody.
Okay. Static.
Hi.
Hello.
What do you guys need?
I need an adjective.
An adjective. Let's see. How about sparkly?
Mm-hmm. Sparkly.
Yeah.
That will work nicely. Thank you.
Sparkly. All right. Thanks for the call.
And thank you.
Yeah. And yeah.
And yeah. Bye.
And yeah. Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. That's 505-338-3700. It's Mad Lib Monday on a Tuesday.
What else?
Maybe people on Tuesday are just freaking out because they're like, wait a minute.
What is this?
I only listen on Tuesdays. I've never listened
Tuesday.
On a Monday.
What's this?
We do this every Monday. It's Mad Lib Monday on a Tuesday. But it feels like a Monday, so right. We're freaking you out. I need a type of food.
Ooh. What about raisin?
Okay. Sure.
Raisin is a food.
Is that from Facebook?
Yes.
Boom. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Sure. Eventually, way down there.
Okay, cool. Twisty.
Oh! Phone line's jamming up. Static!
What up?
What
do you need?
I need a verb.
A verb, Neville. My kindergartner's going to give us a verb.
Okay.
What do you like to do?
Play on the playground?
You love to play on the playground.
That's the best thing.
Oh, I'm going to put that whole thing.
Play on the playground.
Play on the playground.
Thank you.
All right. Amazing. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're totally throwing me off. It's Mad Lib.
I know, but it's Mad Lib Monday, Tuesday. It's like, it feels like Monday, but it's actually Tuesday, so surprise. It's one day closer to the weekend, but, you know, it's our Monday, Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday. Happy day.
I mean, we don't have to. You don't have to give me a word if you want to be a jerk about it.
How do you feel?
I mean, gosh,
how do you feel?
Just trying to make your day better.
Yeah, what do you think now?
Oh.
I wish you would have just hung up.
Why? I'm happy I'm going to work, and I'm happy that I still do Mad Lib, but I usually eat breakfast at work on Monday so I can call you guys because I'm one of those people who eats breakfast while I'm driving a lot, so I had to hurry up and finish my breakfast real quick so I can call you.
Did you see the lady this weekend who was texting while driving, hit a guardrail, and it went through her booty?
That's right.
Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Don't. It was on the news, and I was like, ah! I really screamed like that because a guardrail, like we're talking the size of somebody's leg, like went through her because she was texting and driving.
So
and
you
she
gotta
lived.
Be careful.
She lived, but they had to surgically remove it from her buttocks. So you can't eat. All that to say, don't eat and drive because it's dangerous. You got to focus on the road.
Focus.
Okay, I'll tell you a better habit.
Public service announcement, just trying to help you out. It's dangerous. Don't be scary.
Dangerous.
Gosh.
Well, I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem.
What do you guys need for the Mad Lib, at least?
I need a verb ending in ing.
Okay. Well, let's go off the whole lamb subject. How about bleeding?
Bleeding. Gosh.
Thank you. Thank you for
such
supporting
me. Weird, not word. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Wait.
Which is funny because the very next one I need is an animal.
Animal.
Of
what
course.
Do you mean it's not a word?
It's not a word. I've never heard that word.
That doesn't mean it's not a word.
It's not a word.
Because you've never heard it. It's a real word.
I know English. It's
Check
my
it
first
out.
Language.
Look, bleat. Watch.
Bleat. Bleat sound. That's weird.
What does this mean? Bleat. Of a sheep, goat, or calf, make a characteristic wavering cry.
Huh?
The wavering cry made by a sheep, goat, or calf.
So
it's
sheep,
a noun.
Goat, or calves all make that sound.
Yeah, giraffes also make a bleating type
bleat.
Noise.
Bah.
Mm-hmm.
Bleh.
Bleat. Doug, can you make a good bleat noise?
No.
Okay, he can't do it.
505-338-3700. I need an animal plural. Do we want to use one of those?
Why don't we use goats?
Goats.
The goats.
All right.
Billy goats.
505-338-3700. I just need a couple more.
Give us a call real quick, somebody. Yeah. Give us one call, that's all.
505-338-3700. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio if you'd like to chime in on the Facebook.
Here we go.
Some words. All right. Ooh. I need a part of the body.
Phalanges.
Phalanges.
Well done.
I'm spelling it totally wrong. Phalanges. My bad. Oh, phone line's jammed again. Static!
Hello?
Hello?
I like giraffes.
You like giraffes?
That's good.
That's my son's favorite animal, so that's good.
Giraffes are cool.
They're very cool. They got really long, weird, freaky tongues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. May I please have a verb? We're teaching. Swimming.
You like swimming? Whoa.
Wow.
Giggle police right back there.
Wait, wouldn't it be the giggle criminal? Because that's the police would be... Okay. There you go. Thanks for the call.
I like lions.
Lions. We like lions, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hungry.
I like them because they're always lying around.
Hey!
I like my daddy because he shoots his birds for dinner.
Yeah.
He shoots birds for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that.
What's your name?
William.
William, you are the coolest little dude in the world.
You're the coolest, man.
Thanks for the call.
I like I like zebras too.
Good. Do you like dinosaurs?
Yes.
Do you like sharks?
Yes.
Do you like water tanks?
What's a water tank?
A water tank's where they keep all the water for the city. They're very important out here in the desert.
What's a water
tank? So great.
Have you seen a snail?
I've seen snails. Have you seen the snails recently?
I've seen
They've
the
been
snails.
Coming out because of the rain.
They're great.
William, you're the man.
William, we're going to tell you bye-bye, okay?
Bye. Bye.
Bye, William.
No way. I love it. Keep it going.
No.
No, say bye.
No. No, William doesn't want to go, Mom. He wants to hang out with us. William, we want to hang out with you, too. You're the coolest.
I'm perfect. Okay, say bye.
Hang out with us.
Say bye.
William, we
want
to...
Bye.
Bye. Bye, William. Gosh. Cutest thing in the world!
He just wanted to tell us what he liked.
He just wanted to talk to us. Sometimes...
He found out what a water tank was.
He just wanted to talk to us. Totally cool. Mad Lib Monday is becoming my favorite. Can we
it's
just
educational.
Do it every day?
No.
So great. Static!
Well, what do you need?
I need a noun.
A noun. Person, place, or thing, Uriah. How about... candy bar.
Yeah.
Candy bar.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, man. Have a great day.
You too, Steve-o.
All right, later.
Later.
He just wanted me to have a great day.
It's fine.
I need person in room. Should we do producer Doug?
Do Doug.
Producer Doug.
Doug funny.
All right, there we go. Filled out in its entirety.
What is that?
We did it.
What is that football poster in there?
On a Monday, Tuesday. I have no idea.
How did that get there, Doug?
People are just putting stuff up in the rooms. I don't know.
Hatred.
The girls are redecorating. It's weird. I don't know. Okay.
Celeste doesn't know anything about football.
This is also true. I'm trying to find the music.
Where's our ninja
song?
There it is. Okay, today's Mad Lib is brought to you by Claire and Bryn, who gave us this book.
Nice.
Thank you, Claire and Bryn.
Yeah.
It's also brought to you by The Color Purple, which was a fantastic movie every kid should watch. Or should they? Kids, ask your parents about the movie The Color Purple.
Yeah.
It's called Ninja Video Games. Let's see what we have to say.
All right.
About it. Ready to unleash your bumpy inner ninja? Prepare to kick some lymph nodes with these purple ninja-themed video games. The first one's called Road Warrior Revenge.
Ah!
Your hotshot ninja gets behind the wheel of a turbocharged unicorn and races at speeds of up to 88.3 miles per hour. Which would essentially send you into the future.
In the future, yeah.
Swerving to avoid falling britches and flaming jets. That was close. Ninja Fury is the second game. Taste the sparkly wrath of the ninja as he lobs gobs of gooey raisin bombs that stick to the bad guys and render them unable to play on the playground.
Okay.
Who was the little girl that loves playing on playground? Or boy? I don't know. It was a tiny individual.
It was the best.
Rootin' Tootin' Bleeding Ninjas is the next game. Yeehaw! Or should I say, bleehaw! Ninjas saddle up on goats and go head-to-head, or head-to-phalanges, rather, with cowboys of the Twisty Wild West.
Ah.
The Twisty Wild West is what's in Cars.
Oh, okay.
That movie Cars?
Yeah.
That's the Twisty Wild West.
All right, I like that. That was a great movie.
Ninja Space Wars, Ready, Aim, Swim! Wielding a laser candy bar, your ninja's mission is to destroy his alien archenemy, the diabolical Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug!
Dr. Doug!
He is diabolical.
He's got plans.
Thanks to everybody for chiming in on Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah.
Coming back 8 o'clock hour, we've got a topic for you. We had a lot of cool little kids calling in during Mad Lib Monday. I want to talk about one dad who was just trying to teach his kids how to do something. And the video has gone viral.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, there's this difficult task. It's in the Jeter home as well.
Difficult.
Changing out an empty toilet paper roll. It's scary. It's difficult. It takes years to master. Well, this dad got tired of his kids not changing the toilet paper roll, so he actually made a short instructional video on how to remove the old empty roll and replace it with the new roll of toilet paper. The question for me is, did he place it roll down or roll up?
Because
that's important.
It is.
There's only one way the toilet paper should roll. I'm just saying.
You think it's down?
I think it's over the top.
Over the top.
Yeah. I think.
You think?
I don't like when it's underneath because you're like, no, dude, that's weird. It's
yeah.
Weird. I don't know. Dad teaches his kids how to change toilet paper roll. Coming up. Question of the day, facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you can make an instructional video for the next generation.
Yep.
Or just for your friends who don't know how to do something correctly. What's one thing you'd love to teach the world to do correctly?
I would teach the world to sing.
Yeah!
A song about Dr. Doug.
Yeah, Dr. Doug.
He's my friend, or so I think, even though he sweeps crime under the rug.
Sweeps under the rug?
He's been stealing money from the government.
What?
For about 27 years.
Oh, Doug!
Dr. Doug's my favorite friend. Because he threatens to cut off my ears.
Wait,
I have
no.
Two.
Quick break. Right back with more of this. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Good morning. On Static Radio.
Let's check out the traffico. We have an accident reported Unser Boulevard at Tierra Pintada. Is that it?
Tierra Pintada! Tierra.
Hey,
Tierra.
Can you say it? Tierra Pintada?
Tierra Pintada.
Yes. Maybe I'm getting something's lost in translation. Also, an accident left lanes blocked I-25 north between New Mexico 47/Broadway/Exit 215 and Rio Bravo Boulevard, which is exit 200. Good luck deciphering that one. Also, road construction. Roadway reduced to two lanes. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. And, what's this little guy? Accident reported I-25 north at Isleta. All that along with the construction at I-25 in Paseo. There's a lot going on, so be careful and pay attention to what you're doing. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. This is a perfect topic.
Okay.
I want to bring in a friend.
Oh, no. I know what just happened. Hey, everyone. I just want you to know that the struggle is real.
Hashtag. A viral video is going live of a dad who was frustrated because, well, there's this very difficult task at home. It's called changing the empty toilet paper roll for a new one.
Yeah.
It's a daunting task. We're talking like journey of days to get to the mountain of teepee.
Teepee.
So as to change out the roll correctly. Joining us in studio now, Middays with Mitch.
Hey there.
Mitch.
Hi.
Mitch, you're back.
Hey. I'm back.
So, this dad made a video how to remove the old toilet, empty toilet paper roll and replace it with a new toilet paper roll. We posted it on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Of course, it is a difficult, difficult task. So we thought, question of the day, we posted it, which is hilarious. If you could teach someone one task that you believe is simple, that apparently is really difficult, what would said task be? And I'm so glad Mitch is in studio because
you know, I'm glad that you're in studio.
I feel like the task that I would take a video of,
Celeste, please be listening.
Is
Celeste,
probably
please be listening.
A proper way to pitch a tent. This weekend, you guys went camping and borrowed my tent. And you're like, dude, totally, we camp all the time. I love tents and camping and such and whatnot, and I totally know what I'm doing. And then you got back this morning, you're like, by the way, broke your tent.
Not really. I didn't break your tent. The pole broke itself.
The pole?
While we were not even there.
The pole broke itself.
While we were not even there.
The pole broke itself.
We came back. The tent was caved in, and the plastic was.
So there's probably
cut
no
in
way
half.
That you maybe had put the rod on the wrong.
No, I can go set it up for you again.
No, probably not.
The two long ones.
Broken.
No, we ghetto rigged it so it stayed up through the entire thing. The two long poles were crisscross. The two short poles were straight across. Just like you said, I followed your crappy little instructions
Hang
that
on.
You sent me.
Hang on. We got a phone call.
Static.
Hello. Mitch, I'm here for you.
Oh, thank you, Celeste. Perfect. Thank
wait,
you.
Wait.
He is so whiny right now.
Okay.
So
he's
complaining.
Whiny all the time, Mitch.
I know.
What's any different
if
about today?
There's one thing that I could teach people.
I changed my mind. You're right. If I could do a video training the world on something, it would probably be how to accurately relay information to a friend when you broke something that you borrowed that was very expensive.
And I said,
oh, this is real. This just got real. I said, oh, he's actually upset.
Because
do you want to talk about this on air? I feel like it's a bad idea.
Maybe it's less about breaking the tent and more about the way
that should I tell the world? Let me tell the world how I broke it to you. Everything was great. Here's the thing. I'm going to have to buy you a new pole. I'm going to buy you a new pole because one of the poles snapped.
And I said, wait.
Did Celeste hang up?
Celeste hung up on us. Wait, you broke my tent? Oh, I knew it. I knew you were going to complain. That's what happened. I knew you were going to complain.
Share the load.
I'm going to make an instructional video on how to welcome a friend back in town.
Yeah,
because what's happening?
I welcomed you back in town just fine.
Is I came back into my job, and everybody's fighting.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I'm gonna make an instructional video on how, when someone returns from a long journey, there's not an extra scene in the movie.
There's not.
The scene is me coming back. I wake up in the bed and all of you guys run in and start jumping on the bed. Doug's there. He's in the back. He's got a giant staff. He's the Gandalf figure.
I walk in last, though, right? Like
you
Sam
come
Miles?
In last. Well, now what's happening, instead of you guys coming in and jumping on the bed and we're celebrating the fact that we had this crazy journey and we defeated evil, we threw the ring in, there was this Gollum person. We'll say that that's probably Daniel and... No, but what's happening is, rather than celebration, I'm laying in the bed, I wake up, and it's like, Steve-O's in there, and Gandalf's there, Gandug's there, and then everybody comes in, and it's like, yeah, what'd you break? Well, how could you do this? Wait, whoa, fight, and then I'm in the bed, and I'm like, it's cool, guys, I'm back.
You were supposed to make things better, Matt,
we
and
all,
you did not.
We all, she went away, too. She was on the same
I did
journey.
Go away,
well,
it was nice.
Journey,
no.
But.
She was here with you.
I
last
went
week.
Camping and it was so fun. I had such a good time. And everything was awesome.
High five. Good.
And I mean, we did, we all had minor meltdowns when that poll broke because we knew that this might happen. And so we didn't want bad things. Oh, we wanted everything to be okay.
You know what I would make an instructional video about, though, for real? The proper way for people to eat their food. Because I have many.
I have good manners.
Many friends.
Eating
many
manners.
Friends that, and family members that just smack.
Chrissy would make an instructional video on how to put a new trash bag in after I take out the trash.
Ooh.
I know it. I know it because I'll take the trash gets full. It's my job. I got to take the trash out. I'll take the trash out and come back and somehow walk towards the couch instead of back towards because it's like, I just threw the trash.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
I think that's a guy thing. Kelly does the same thing. And I'm like, wait, really? You're not done.
Video.
You're not done. And then yeah.
I put the bag back in there.
Oh,
good job.
Proud
every
of you.
Time. Because I don't want to dump something in there and it go,
yeah. And then you have to go hose it off out back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right on, y'all. Well,
this has been good. Thanks so much for the intervention.
Yeah, no props.
Intervention?
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 Intervention about me breaking your.
Sorry, you're caught in the middle,
too. Community joke.
You guys.
Community.
Intervention? I got it. I got it.
I feel like we're going to.
I understood it.
Work this out.
Yeah.
By just ignoring it.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Got it.
Three, two, one.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Welcome back, friends.
What?
See what's going on traffic wise other than construction. I-25 in Paseo, which you probably know about if you live here. We have an accident to report. Center lanes blocked. Eubank Boulevard south at Lomas Boulevard. Also construction. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta. That's reduced to two lanes. So be careful around there. That's your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. 505-338-3669. All right, check it. Question of the day is posted. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. A viral video is making the rounds now. Because let's be honest, we all know someone who does a job that you wish they would do better or more efficient. Maybe they just haven't mastered it. It's a difficult task, you know, like changing out the empty toilet paper roll for a new one. Well, a father decided to make a short instructional video on how to remove the old empty roll and replace it with a new roll of toilet paper. And as a bonus, he even showed us how to throw away the empty cardboard, too.
Hey.
The video is on our Facebook page, I believe, facebook.com/mystaticradio. But we thought we'd ask the question, if you could make a viral video instructing someone on some life thing, what would you do? What instructional video would you create? Because let's be honest, there's a lot of things that make us crazy. We'd like to maybe help people with.
Maybe help. See, Jackie says, scrub a toilet and load a dishwasher. Signed, Mom. Luke, or Calvin from Hobbs, says, I would teach people how to figure out what is appropriate and what is inappropriate to post on social media because it gets really annoying a lot of the time.
That's a really good one.
That is.
There's a fine line.
Yeah,
on social media. Yeah, I don't have a Facebook page. I don't know if you know. This is why,
Doug. Because did you know that?
Just the inappropriateness on Facebook. There's this
inappropriate.
Weird line, you know.
I can't wait for that sarcasm tag that's going to start happening. Jenny says, "How to sneeze in public? Sharing is not always caring." Just saying.
Boom.
LOL. Thebe says, "How to make bacon correctly." Number two, how to drink coffee. Number three, how to grow a beard.
Ooh, I like that. I learned when we lived together. How to make bacon a little more correctly-er, I think. I've always been like a on-the-grill, skillet kind of guy. And Dawn started doing it
cookie
in the
sheet.
Oven. Yeah, cookie sheet and like the...
With the aluminum foil.
At first I was like, no! No! And now that's how I do it on, you know, weekends. That's usually bacon, eggs, and whatever. I've been rocking it in the oven.
It's efficient.
Well,
and then you
is.
Pour the grease out halfway through and then put it back in.
Oh, man. And it's like equal. Like everything. Nothing gets burned. Nothing's too chewy. It's just
nice.
Like that perfect.
Thanks,
like
Dawn.
Yeah.
Joe the Nanny says, I would make a video of how to wash your dirty dishes once you're done with them, not just leave them in the sink.
Boom. That's a good video.
Yeah. Adam says, drive. I like to think
people need to learn how to drive.
I like to think that he said that into his phone to post while he was driving. He just wrote drive. Yeah. And then Colette says, sadly, most kids today aren't going to be able to handle the beginning level, much less the advanced level. LOL, I feel this dad's pain. I think she's referring directly to the video.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. If you could make an instructional video to share with the world, I think along with the toilet paper, you have to share which way the toilet paper rolls out. Because when it's upside down, it freaks me out.
That's right.
It's got to be over the top. You got to, like, roll down over the top. Over the top. That's the way you got to do it. Earlier I mentioned I think my wife would make an instructional video on how to put a new trash bag in.
Yeah.
After taking out said trash.
That's a big one.
Because I only 50% do the job, really. I always take the trash out, and then, sure enough, like, 20 minutes later, I get the, Steven! You forgot to put a bag back in the trash! And then she's like thrown an egg in there or done something. And sure enough, I have to scoop it out and get a trash bag. And I'm terrible at that. I'm not going to lie. Terrible at that. So, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Question of the day.
It's posted.
Posted. Let us know how you will help the world. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Here we go.
I'll have that party, and it'll be fun.
This is going to be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, because a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Let's take another look. This will be our last look at traffic for the end of the show. Hope you guys are ready. I hope you have your
love it.
Your driving goggles on. Accident center lanes block Eubank Boulevard south at Lomas. Also construction I-25 in Paseo. Construction Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard south. That roadway is reduced to 2 lanes. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We've been talking about this video of this dad, and I got some good news, man. I've got some really, really good news.
Good news!
You know, this guy gets mad. He's frustrated. He creates this viral video. It's hilarious. It's blowing up.
Blowing up.
Trying to teach his kids how to rock a toilet paper roll correctly, how to change it. I found a scientific study that proves everything's going to be cool, man.
Okay.
Everything's going to be cool.
I want to hear it.
Well, life's tough. So much so that dads are having to make videos to teach their kids how to change toilet paper rolls.
Toilet paper roll.
But science tells us that we human beings, we're pretty freaking resilient, man.
Yeah, we are. Haven't you seen Independence Day?
Yes. So here's the thing. If you're going through something today, maybe you're going through a hardship. Maybe something's just heavy on you. Good news. You bounce back better from tougher problems.
Nice.
According to this research, people can rationalize divorce, demotion, disease, but not slow elevators. It's the little things.
Little things.
Little things.
People can sometimes recover more quickly from truly distressing experiences than slightly distressing ones, at least according to new research.
I see that.
What does not kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah.
That's actually scientifically proven here.
Nice.
Individuals who went through the most awful events came out stronger than those who have not faced any adversity. In a month, 1,700 people reported at least one awful event, and they took well-being tests as well. Individuals who'd experienced the awful event had more intense strengths, therefore higher well-being, than individuals who had none. Individuals who have been through two awful events were even stronger than the individuals who'd been through one. So
maybe it's because you go through those super stressful events and you realize that you're going to come out on the other
right.
side.
And you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Things seem less difficult, less awful because you're like, oh, we beat that. We survived that. We got through that. Tragedy can not only make us stronger, but it also makes us better human beings. After the March 11th, 2004 train bombings in Madrid, psychologists found that the residents experienced more positive psychological growth. So too do the majority of women diagnosed with breast cancer. What kind of positive growth? Well, check this out. increases in spirituality, compassion for others, openness, and even eventually overall life satisfaction due to these crazy stresses. It's amazing. And of course, we as Christians know that as God, you know, brings us through something, he doesn't necessarily, like a genie, remove bad situations, right. But God is there to guide us through. And it's amazing to see in those times of hurt, of pain, of stress, how he can carry us through. And then on the flip side, it's like, see, man, I got you. Mm-hmm. I got you. My yoke is easy. My burden's light.
One of the most trying times in my life, the only thing that got me through was one day I was mowing the yard, because in Mississippi there's yards, and that's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny, because as a kid, the thing I hated the most was mowing the yard, and the older I got, it became kind of a relaxation / meditation thing.
Okay.
Because when I was mowing, I could just listen to music and then just think about things.
Right.
And I was going through this really, really difficult time. And the one phrase that got me through, and I felt like it was from the Lord, was, this won't last forever.
Hmm.
Because all of these things, the inevitability of it ending, it's going to end.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
So if you're going through something out there that's terrible, maybe just a big period of questioning or doubt, or what have you, just negative times, then the one phrase that got me through was, this won't last forever.
Yeah.
And there will be a day where you're on the other side of it, and things you can understand a little bit. You might not understand the whole situation, but eventually you're going to have some understanding. And that's the biggest part of closure.
Yeah.
Once you have a little understanding, you can get some closure and you can move on.
Yeah, this is rad, dude. According to the science, here's a way to help with that. Helping others helps you through. Undergrads who wrote letters of encouragement to at-risk middle schoolers advising them to persevere became themselves happier and better in school for months afterwards.
What do you know?
Isn't that crazy?
Helping other people helps you.
Yeah.
And not the motivation of, well, I'm going to help other people because that helps me, because you're not helping anybody. You're just trying to help yourself.
What's crazy is, according to that science, simply writing the letters. They mm-hmm. didn't go spend a few hours and, mm-hmm. you know. I love when we have the Schroffs in Talking Aspen Project and mentoring children, because, man, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Little League's going on, and it's kind of intense, and it's a lot of hours. But I'll tell you what, man. Nothing motivates like just helping a kid, man. Helping them grow in their talents and their abilities, and seeing as they do progress. It's incredible.
It's true.
How God can use that in your life by simply helping someone else. So, yeah, man.
Interesting things.
I know. One way to help others? Creating a YouTube video to instruct them.
Another big way of helping others is to figure out who's playing here in town on September 18th.
Boom!
And coming alongside this station and being like, I'm going to be there.
I'm going to help them. Heck yeah. Five Iron Frenzy, The Echoing Green, and Archibald, Thursday, September 18th. The show is going to be amazing.
Yes, it is.
Tickets are still on sale. MyStaticRadio.com, or just come on down to the Calvary campus. Parchment's bookstore here on the campus has physical tickets if you want to have the
physical
actual
tickets.
Cool, hey, here's my ticket stub.
Here's my ticket.
Yeah. So, Five Iron, The Echoing Green, and Archibald, it's going down Thursday, September 18th. I can't wait for that show.
It's going to be good.
It is going to be good. It's
going to be good.
Speaking of good, Middays with Mitch on the way next. It is Tuesday. No new music Tuesday today. It was vacation. It's Monday, Tuesday. That's how we feel. That's what we're going through. It's okay. Manana, it is Wednesday, which means we will have Comics Corner.
Hump Day.
We're excited.
Excited.
Yeah. So if you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings. Get there, check it out. And of course, until tomorrow, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.